The October Festival Chorus presents its 14th season, featuring a mass choir of over 100 voices. Chris Miller is the artistic director, and he is the founder, and he's with the Mount Auburn Presbyterian Church. He's here to talk to us about it, and welcome.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
So tell us about the Festival Chorus. It's been going on for 14 years, but many in our audience may not know about it.
Yeah, it's really a great thing. It brings in choirs from all around the city, choirs that are church choirs and choirs that are secular choirs, and brings in singers from CCM and from all the colleges. And we just put everybody in a big pot and we stir it up, and there's a concert comes out of it.
It surely can't be that easy. There has to be.
Let me tell you something about how it started. It was a really cool thing, is that Mount Auburn Presbyterian Church installed a new organ 14 years ago. And you know, if you have anything to do with a church, pipe organ is a very expensive proposition. So we had a whole year of concerts that all led up to one concert at the end, that we had a festival concert. And we decided that we'd celebrate the organ all year round, the brand new organ, and then we'd end up with a big concert at the end that would have a choir and organ and stuff together. And we just so happened, just by serendipitous things, that one of our singers that was in the church choir was at Tanglewood, and Philip Brunel was a clinician at Tanglewood. And they're sitting across the table from each other. They start chatting. They start knowing other people from Grand Rapids and here and there. And then all of a sudden she said, well, we were looking for someone to be our guest conductor for our festival concert. Would you like to do that? And he said, sure. And so Philip Brunel, I don't know if you know who he is, but he's director of the group called Vocal Essence and is out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And he was also the director, I don't know if he still is, of the Minneapolis, St. Paul Opera. So fantastic piano player, fantastic organist. It was a coup. So we prepared a concert, had about 80 singers for that first concert. It was such a success, and we had such a good audience. Someone said, can't we do this next year? Then we've been doing it for 14 years.
How do you recruit for the chorus?
I was the director when the Presbyterian Church had in town their General Assembly 20 years ago now. They put together a big festival chorus for their General Assembly, a big mass chorus of all the different Presbyterian churches. I got picked to be the director of that and put the music together for that big thing that was happened down at the Coliseum. I guess we probably had, I don't know, maybe 300 singers there. And so we had a list of 300 singers. And so I went to that list first, and then I started recruiting people from all around. Then we just recruit as much as we can. Most of it's word of mouth nowadays, but we're trying to make a little recruiting blitz right now. Even as we speak, we're trying to get the word out as much as possible.
And who is your guest conductor this year?
Our guest conductor this year is Dr. Stephen Bolster from Berea College. He's the head of choral music there. Fantastic guy. Very detail-oriented fellow. Sang with Robert Shaw and the Robert Shaw Chorale. So he's got good credentials. I had a meeting with him down in Louisville this summer, and we sat down at lunch and talked about the program and how it was going to work out. And he and I came together with, I think, was a fantastic program.
Well, you have quite a program going on. Can you listen on some of the highlights?
I try to come up with a theme every year, and the theme this year is, because the middle part of the concert all references light. There's a Lux Aeterna in there, O Lux Beatissima by Howard Helvey, a local composer in there, and a piece called Stars by Essenvals, and that's also all about light. And so I thought, let's call this concert Into the Light, this middle part of the concert. So those are some unusual pieces. Actually, one of them, the piece called Stars by Essenvals, it's a fairly new piece. And it has tuned glasses that the choir texture comes in and out of the tuned glass sounds, which is pretty cool. And it's on a Sarah Teasdale poem, and actually not a depressing Sarah Teasdale poem, but a uplifting one. But I think other things that are interesting and exciting in the concert are the two Missa Brevis settings. One is the Missa Brevis St. Johannes de Deo by Haydn. It's a fairly well-known piece, but the Benedictus in the middle is a beautiful organ and soprano solo with an organ accompaniment. Those two, Missa Brevis, and the other one is by Farkas, called Missa Secunda. And Farkas was a contemporary of Kodály. Dr. Stephen Bolster knew the composer. And so that's why we paired those two short masses together. Missa Brevis is a short mass that condenses the words and makes the movement shorter. So it's quite a program. It's very exciting. I'm really jazzed about the whole thing and about another October Festival Choir.
Well, you don't have a whole lot of time to rehearse, so when do rehearsals occur?
Oh, well, we have a rehearsal schedule that goes out in May, And so people can start planning ahead and people know what music they're going to have. And we encourage people to get together in little groups or by yourself or go on YouTube or work on your music and come to the rehearsals with some information so that the rehearsals aren't about learning the pitches and the rhythms, etc., but they're all about putting the music together. Probably 6 rehearsals, and the rehearsals are on Fridays and Saturdays through September.
And then you make the joyful noise on October the 4th.
That's right.
And it's at Mount Auburn Presbyterian Church, which is an amazing acoustic environment.
It's a great acoustic environment, and the concert's at 4 o'clock.
Is it solely organ accompaniment, or will there be other instruments
involved? No, there'll be a small orchestra, a little chamber orchestra of strings for both those mass settings, the Farkas and the Haydn. So there'll be a small orchestra for that. And then there's the tune glasses for the Essenwald piece. And then much of the concert is a cappella, and some of it is accompanied with organ.
Chris Miller is my guest. He is the founder and the artistic director of the October Festival Chorus, which presents its concert on Sunday, October 4th at Mount Auburn Presbyterian Church, 103 William Howard Taft, very close to the University of Cincinnati campus. You can find out more at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. For WVXU, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.